Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, this is Chris in Santa Fe in Mexico. I have a customer that wasn't home.
Okay.
I'm really short with the last person I talked to. I was getting confused and frustrated. It wasn't her fault, and I just want to put that up front before we continue on with this call.
Okay. Well, do you have a job number so I can pull this up and take a look at it?
070 Bravo Delta 3 Foxtrot.
3 Foxtrot. I didn't hear the last thing.
6.
6. Thank you. Give me just a moment. But yeah, they did instate a not at home policy where you are supposed to call when you get there so that we can make a notation and give you a time to call back for a release code after 15 minutes.
That was the first time I ever heard of it. And I had my boss calling me, I had another customer calling me, and I got confused. And I was just like getting really frustrated. And I don't know. Who I talked to before, but I she didn't do really well. I wanted to, sorry.
I understand. I will definitely pull the call. Give me just a moment.
Yeah, I had a customer call me saying, "Oh, sorry, I'm not going to be home." And I think it was the customer that I was at. I think it was his number, and you know.
Well, I'll go ahead and add that trip charge for you. Me just a moment, because literally she has a note on here that's 15 minutes before the one where she told you to call back in 15 minutes. I don't know what's going on there.
I had waited like 20 minutes before calling. That's what I normally did. Nobody ever said anything.
It's literally we get the stuff from home office and have to enact it. I'm actually training a group of trainees starting tomorrow, so hopefully we'll have some more agents who know what's what. But I mean, considering you called at 2 o'clock and called back at 2:15, she should have given you the 15-minute. Yeah. So I've gone ahead and added that trip charge. Let me give you the little code.
Okay.
And trip charge added. All right, so that's going to be 1429, well, excuse me, R, like Rebecca, S, like Sam, 1429.
Okie dokie, thank you very much.
No problem. I will definitely make sure the agent pays attention because you spoke to the same agent when you started the not at home.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, she sounded familiar and was like, oh, she pulled up information really fast. And it was like, yeah, the customer called me, so they're not going to be home. You know, that was before the end of the 15 minutes. Not
right,
knowing.
There's no need for you to wait, though. I understand your grief there. And I'll have to basically talk to home office and say, hey, this situation happened. So in that situation, are the agents allowed to release the driver before the 15 minutes is up? Because they're very, like, you have to make them wait 15 minutes. So she's probably confused on how to best do her job there. And so we have a weekly meeting with home office every Tuesday. So I will take down this order and bring it up to India and go from there.
Well, I didn't do anything wrong. I got confused and then I lost.
But if you guys aren't aware of it, that's something that we need to communicate so that home office can make sure your area manager is reaching out to owners of the service provider companies and making sure that they're aware of the trip charge process.
Okay.
We've just made it this way because of so many customer complaints. You know, customers lie. they say they were there the whole time and stuff like that. So this is a way just to ensure that everything is on the up and up.
Alrighty, cool. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your assistance.
Yes, sir. You take care. And I thank you for speaking with me here at XPO. Have a great one.
You too. Bye now.